Hi, my name is Elise. I'm the Left Brain Intuitive, and I am wondering if this message is for you. This message is for a woman who has been feeling disconnected from her fundamental life purpose. It's more specific. You've been feeling disconnected from your soul-based life purpose, something that's deeply meaningful in your life. And I'm specifying this because I feel like you have an occupation that you love. It's a good job, career, business. It's making you happy. You have good, fulfilling relationships. So you have a lot of areas in your life where you do feel fulfilled. This is something else, though. This is really of the spirit. The thing that is greater than just all the parts of your physical life experience. And this is always tricky because most people who are feeling called to that kind of purpose, they will wander for a while. And that's been called a lot of things. Sometimes it's called the dark night of the soul, where we feel depressed for a long time. Or sometimes we just hop from one thing to the other and they're never really satisfying. Or sometimes we just don't know. We don't know what we're looking for. We just know that we're kind of wandering, you know, like a zombie. Going, life purpose, where's my life purpose? So however it's manifesting in your life, there is a sort of dissatisfaction there. And it's funny because this dissatisfaction comes also with a large helping of guilt. Because I feel like you do have a good life in general. You do. And you are aware of that. You are grateful for the life that you have. And so it feels maybe selfish to think, but I want more. I don't know what it is, but I want more. It feels like you're asking for too much, which is impossible. It's impossible because the purpose of life, like small particles of life, and that's the way I see it at the energy level, the purpose of life is to flow. That's all it wants. Life wants to flow. It wants to flow through me. It wants to flow through you. It wants to flow through the ground, through the plants, through the birds. That's what it wants. Just flow. And the only time that we're hindering our life purpose is when we pinch that flow. When we feel guilty about wanting more, we are pinching our natural flow of life. When we feel that it's selfish to have such a good life and still want more, we are pinching the flow of life. Because what life is trying to do right now as it's trying to flow through you is to flow into growth, into something that's bigger than what you have previously achieved. And this never ends. People who have achieved a bunch of stuff like Oprah or Tony Robbins, they're still growing into the next level for them. They're still growing. They still have days where they're being stretched like taffy because that's what life does. It's not a destination per se. It's always in progress. It always flows. So when you pinch that, you feel bad. You feel depressed. You feel like you're wandering, you feel like nothing is satisfying. The problem that you're having though right now and what's preventing you from connecting to your soul deep life purpose, meaning, and it could be something unrelated to your current life. It could be that you need to start volunteering in an organization, or it could be that you need to start spending more time with your art, or maybe you need to start making more money. Maybe you've been holding back on that. Because you feel like, wow, I have a good amount of money. I don't need more. Maybe is that too selfish? Is that greedy? And life is trying to flow through you. And if you feel the need for more, then that's life calling you forth to your growth. And if you feel guilty, you're pinching it off. So the thing that's hindering you is not that there isn't a thing for you to grow into. Is that you're reluctant to hear the thing. You're reluctant to hear the call of it, the call of your soul deep life purpose. And I get it. I mean, I get it. It's scary, right? because it's the unknown, it's big, and it's, and as long as we don't have a good, especially the logical mind, as long as the logical mind doesn't have a good idea of what you're being called to do, it's scary. Because it's like you're in a dark, you're in a dark room, and your logical mind will imagine monsters in every corner. The thing is, though, that the solution to this state of being, so this limbo that you've been into, is actually clarity. Is to look for that clarity about what you really want. Because what you really want, without the guilt and without the worry about being selfish, is actually what life is calling you to become. Isn't it cool how we're wired that way? We are wired to want, fundamentally, from the heart, we are wired to want what life is calling us to do. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. I love seeing people who are fully in their life purpose because, oh my God, their energy looks like this kind of, it's like a thunderstorm, but in slow motion, and a very quiet and beautiful thunderstorm where there's all these sparkles and these offshoots of growth in all kinds of direction, and they twirl, and it's like this beautiful dance of energy. It's really mesmerizing. And I want that for you. And life wants that for you as well. It is calling you forth. So my intuitive message for you today is, start asking yourself, what do I really want? If there was no limitation, if I had a magic wand and I could make anything happen, and there would be no judgment, nobody would judge me selfish, nobody would judge me ungrateful, what would I wave my wand so that my life would have this new thing in it? This is what we're looking for, the clarity about what you want. All right, that's all I'm getting for you today. I hope this was helpful. And if you love these messages, I would love to have you on my intuitive community for logical women at leftbrainintuition.com. I post these regularly when I receive them, so you're sure never to miss one. I'll talk to you soon.